You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Shalom, aloha, yek shemesh, as Borat would say.
You we'll steal some in. Bits, you're going to cough, asshole.
Oh my God, Borat jumped right into my throat there. Welcome to the Man Dog Pod, the improv and cough-versation podcast. It's me, Dan Lippert, with Ryan Rosenberg. Happy June, Ryan.
Happy June, Dan. How the hell are you?
I'm Helen Good. Helen Good.
Helen Good. Okay.
Helen Good. I'm what about you? How are you doing? You're in San Diego.
I'm in San Diego. Today is, of course, on recording day, is Memorial Day. So I got outside, had a nice little walk, and had a nice little sort of vacation energy. You know what I mean? Went for a walk by the beach. My sister's down, or she's in Mexico, so I'm at her house in San Diego.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where in Mexico?
I think Puerto Vallarta. They're visiting my sister-in-law's parents who live down there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just had a funny moment a couple days ago where someone was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be shooting a movie in Tulum. And I was about to be like, oh, have you been to France before? And they were like, yeah, I'm excited to go to Mexico. And I was like, okay, yeah, Mexico.
Did you say that? Did you say, have you been to France?
No, I was just about to when they said that. I was like, okay, God, thank God. Whew. I almost humiliated myself.
I almost said the wrong thing once. Oh, my God. Isn't it funny how that does? Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. God, the whole world would be upside down if I said the wrong thing.
It really would. It really would.
To my friend who doesn't care.
It really would. Well, today we had a little different idea, didn't we, Dan? Sometimes we do a little genre play. Sometimes we do a little phone call type thing. Sometimes we do a little checking in. And we thought today we'd do a different kind of sort of a chippy conversation, a little bit of a different conversation as ourselves rather than improvising as characters, but not just a check-in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bounce around, see how we like it. You know, just bit trying to new and exciting things.
I mean, we might probe each other a little bit.
We're going to probe each other.
Yes.
It'll be a bit of a probe. And I can't tell if it's my screen or just the camera and the shirt, but you've got a nice little magic eye going on with your t-shirt. Or I could really get lost in it.
What do you think is in there? Here's our first question. Would you rather there be a bunch of horses and chariots or a big booby lady?
Big booby lady.
Whoa, that was a fast answer. That was really fast.
Let's see. I had a question. I had half a question I was going to put. Real quick side note. I was just telling you off mic that I just installed new curtains here. If you're watching the video, the lighting is more preferable for me. But what is happening now is I can see right out my window and birds keep flying by, but it feels kind of like zombies and 28 days later. Like they feel bigger in the corner of my eyes. So it's like,
right.
Looking over there.
Something creepy, a little creepy just yonder.
A little creepy just yonder.
Oh my God.
All right. So here's my first one. I'm halfway there. Would you rather recast Leonardo DiCaprio's role in Titanic, or now I've got to think of the second one, Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men?
And I'm making the casting choices.
You're making the casting choices, and you got to say who you would do it with, I guess,
right?
Too.
Right. Both just perfect for the roles, of course.
Right.
I think you could. I think Jack Nicholson is pretty iconic, but you can get a bunch of mad guys to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that maybe you could get better, more realistic versions of street rats. You know what I mean? For Titanic. Leo is pretty handsome to start. I don't really buy him as a stowaway or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I buy it. I saw the movie Works, but
yeah,
who else could that be? Yeah, that could be someone.
Yeah, who's popping off that era? Brad Pitt may be a little too old by then. Mm-hmm. You know, my girlfriend and I were just watching Enemy of the State, which had a murderer's row of like late 90s white guy side mm-hmm. roles. It was like Jack Black. I yes. was like, oh shit, Scott Kahn.
Right.
Whoa, Jake Busey, Seth Green, Jamie Kennedy, wow. Jason Lee. It like keeps going and it's crazy.
That's so funny. Those aren't all A-list guys, but they're not all C-list. They're like, they're yeah. all in that pool of like gettable, but adds to there being a big number of people I like.
Yeah. It's like the same audition room for like, you're just reading off computer details.
Right.
But we need a comedic person to say these lines.
That's right. That's right. And we're Jack used Black to did that you guys.
Like 10 movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack Black has really become, I think, a star for the ages though.
Yeah. It's fun to watch 90s stuff and see him pop up mm-hmm. and be like, oh, you were still like a supporting actor, just showing up and a journeyman for a while
right.
before you really took off with School of Rock, maybe?
Love School of Rock. Classic. Absolute classic. Four quadrants. Everyone's seeing that movie and liking it.
Yes. Which, back to your point about Leo, I think, in a different movie, you want someone a little more street ratty. But I think he's almost the only guy that gets you all of the teenage girls sitting through a 3.5-hour movie.
I think you might be right. I think Jack Nicholson is the easier recast. But I think those are two good movies to pick because really well put in there. Who would you yeah. cast as Nicholson?
Okay, so this is like late 80s, early 90s.
I mean, you could cast Enemy of the State. You could cast Gene Hackman.
Hackman would be great there.
Love Hackman.
Dustin Hoffman.
Uh-huh, yes.
Hackman or Hoffman?
Mm-hmm. I was having a hard time thinking of Leo guys that were also that young and in that age. Like, who is even his contemporaries?
Right.
Like, who is his age that was up around that time?
It's tough to say.
Who cares? I think you recast Nicholson.
Oddly enough.
Because he's not the star of the movie. He's just a great support. The star is Cruise, right?
Star is Cruise.
Kevin
Bacon.
But
you need to be threatened by Nicholson's
character. Of course. Anthony Hopkins? But Hopkins isn't a military man. He's too much of an artist.
Yeah, he's... What about Haysbert?
Dennis, absolutely. De Niro?
De Niro. Yeah, everyone where you could just put De Niro.
Every old man who's powerful can go into that role. It's just screaming.
Yeah.
it's like, oh yeah, some of that acting isn't that hard for these guys.
You just got to hold the space.
Okay, career-wise, whose career would you rather have? Would you rather be, all said and done, Jack Black, but you never made... Orange County, just because it's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Or Steve Zahn, but you never made Saving Silverman.
So same exact career, or you're saying there's a career
switch? Whose career would you rather have?
Whose
career would you rather have?
Look, the instinct is Jack Black, but do you think he can go anywhere? Without somebody being like,
right.
Sick of it, yeah! Like, and
Steve Zahn is begging to be noticed in public.
Yeah. And then he gets to go to Hawaii for whatever this show was. You know, he's still.
Yeah, everybody knows what we're talking about, whatever the show was.
Yeah, whatever the show was, Wildflowers or whatever.
White Lotus.
Yeah,
sure.
Also, by the way, Mike White, who made School of Rock.
Oh my God. They're all working together here. Everybody's moving.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, it would be so cool to be as like comedically influential as Jack Black. Mm-hmm. Like he's top five our generation.
But I feel like he was literally who I grew up on. I grew up being kind of like funny like him. It was like Jim Carrey, him, Eddie Murphy. Like, I was, like, goofing around big and loud with characters like those guys.
Yeah.
But it's not really how I see myself. Like, I'm not a musical comedian like Jack Black. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
A little more cerebral.
Would you rather be, because this is kind of what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be, like, 16-year-olds really like you or 35-year-olds like you?
That's tough because 35-year-olds are all having a tough time and only having existential crises.
Yeah.
So kind of 16-year-olds.
Right.
Now that I get old, that's the thing that I realize is weird, is most adults making comedy are making it for people much younger than them.
Yeah.
Peers do not care about comedy. They're too busy at work.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's interesting, but maybe that's not true, but I have found that it's like, oh, I feel like my sense of humor is not really for adults. It's like for adults who have access to their childlike selves, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Most adults are just like, comedy? Why would I waste my time needing to laugh?
Well, and it's like, it's just a thing you could retell at work. You know, that's what like King of Queens feels like or something like that. Where it's like pretty simple, pretty easy to watch every episode. You're not trying to like, you know, and not necessarily in a negative way, just in like a, I don't really want to be like working too hard to laugh today.
Mm-hmm. I would be really interested in going into children's comedy and making millions of dollars. I think I'd love to do that.
And then in 30 years, you grow a beard and you start playing your dramatic, like serious dad characters.
Yes, I would love to.
And you have more money.
I would love to be like the side character who tries to deliver a fridge in daddy daycare. I would love to be in like these Eddie Murphy movies where they're like, is he daddy daycare? Maybe he is. Yeah, I think these family movies are fun. I would do one of those. That'd be great.
Yeah,
I would beg to do one of those. Of course. Okay. Would you rather beach or forest?
Beach. You give me a river in the forest. Uh-huh. We could maybe talk
because water is important.
But yeah, it's the water. I'd like to take a dip.
I agree with you. I think
I'd like to take a dip.
If there's a river in the forest, I'd say it's about equal to.
Yeah.
But if not, it's definitely beach for me because I want that relaxation vibe. And I also want that, like, I feel like I'm on vacation, not like I'm taking an exercise.
Yeah. That's always been my issue with forest is you do appreciate it. It's kind of my personality in a nutshell. It's like you appreciate it in the long run, but short term, it can be a little annoying.
Bit of a hike.
And bit of a hike. Yeah. And beach is like, you're basically happy right away.
Yes.
You don't have to go through, you don't, and it's tough. Like I wouldn't be on the beach on Memorial Day, but generally at the beach, you can feel separate from people even while you're surrounded, which is kind of like the pleasure of the forest. It's like no one's here.
Right.
You can feel that way on the beach.
Right.
You find your own little zone.
Beach feels so much more accessible and easier. That was a good introspective answer that beach is so much more your personality in that way. I think me too. It's like. Easy joy right away. Boom. Don't need to work so hard.
Yeah.
It's already there.
Get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would I hike? Exercise? But, you know, getting super sweaty. Nice too. Getting super sweaty and then ending at a waterfall. That sounds great too.
Yes. I mean, everything in moderation. I'd like to do it all. I don't need to go to the beach every day.
But, I would rather live at the beach. But, if money wasn't an issue, beach. Because it's like I would rather have a beach house.
Yeah.
Than a house in the forest.
Something about that fresh ocean air.
Yeah. The house in the forest seems more affordable.
Yeah.
And maybe a little more reliable in global warming. But I don't know. Forest fires. Who knows?
Who knows? You just don't know. You just got to do what you like while you're here.
All right. All right. Okay. I'm halfway there to one. Starter. And star of like a 20 and 60 basketball team or bench on like the Warriors.
Bench on the Warriors because I would hate to be the go-to guy on a team that's getting their ass kicked all the time.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing more frustrating than.
Yeah.
I don't need to be the guy as long as I'm one of the guys, you know? But if you're the, I guess. You're asking me, would I rather make $200 million or $5 million? I guess I would take the 200, but that's not my role as much. I'm a little bit more of a role player.
Yeah.
You know, not my personality.
Yeah.
What about you?
I am super competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there would be something really frustrating about being the best player on a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd feel a little like, I can't control everybody. Like, you all have mm-hmm. to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would really hate that feeling of like, mm-hmm. get me a guy that can help. And
right.
it's just like not happening.
Right, right, right. It's interesting that you say that you're super competitive, because I know what you mean, and I feel competitive in a similar way, but I wouldn't say that about either of us from the outside.
Yes, I'm not competitive generally to the extent where it's like, you wouldn't want to do a game night with me.
Right.
But like, in high school, my friend Brad, I don't actually remember. One of us broke a treaty in Risk. But whichever one it was, I was the one who was really like a piece of shit about it.
Right, right.
I think I made it about our friendship. I think that's what it was.
He did it about the like, game, and you were like, no, you're dead to me.
Yeah, I was like, if you do this, I can't trust you, dude.
You can't trust
a friend.
Right. I am that way, too. Like, I'm so competitive that it keeps me from competing, if that makes sense. There's, like, a healthy level where, like, you compete and you're willing to win or lose, but you really want to win. I'm, like, not willing to lose.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, I don't really want to play cornhole with you guys. You play a lot. You know what I mean? It's like, it's fucking cornhole. Who cares? And it's like, me, I do not want to be embarrassed by these guys. So I'd rather sit alone on the side. And it's like way more embarrassing.
I'll just sit and listen to the loudest thuds known to man.
Yeah, that's right. Say, I couldn't do that.
Yesterday in basketball, it just happened where I got on a team that wasn't going to win. It was like we were too small. I was the big guy. And all the other teams had like all the longer guys who could shoot. And so we lost our first game 21-6 in like 6 minutes. And I was like, look, we got to at least go the full 16 minutes. We can't. Because then you can leave and be like, well, at least I got my exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not even getting your exercise, it's terrible. So then the next game, I gave everything. I was like, I'm not losing this game. And we won barely at the end. I hit the game winner.
Whoa, dunk?
Yeah, dunk, one-handed, 360.
Oh, one-handed dunk, all right.
But then the rest of the day, I was like all my energy. So we lost every other game, but right. I was happy we won the one I tried hard in.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm whatever that type of competitive is, where it's like, I don't need all five.
Right.
But I can't, I need one.
You need some sort of ego win there.
Yeah.
I am the same.
Yeah, it was an ego win.
I'm the same. It's like, I don't have to be the best, but I can't be a total loser. I got to leave with some dignity, and I can't give it to myself if I don't lose, if I don't win one. Even though it's like, well, you're still okay. It's like, no.
No, this is my whole self-worth.
Yeah, right, right. Would you rather get boiled in oil?
Okay.
Or
not that, I hope.
Go skiing. On a nice day.
I had a really bad experience skiing.
So you might rather get boiled in oil.
So that's boiled to death or just to your internal temperature?
I would say to a crisp. I would say to a golden brown.
Oh, side note. There's a place near where we live in Silver Lake called Crispy Brows.
Mm.
Love the sign. Every time I drive by, I'm like, all right, Crispy Brows. And I saw them changing the sign today, so it might be the end of an era for Crispy Brows. Oh, no.
And what is Crispy Brows? Is it crispy eyebrows?
I never looked it up.
Do they bread them and then go face first into the oil?
You crisp up your brows, and then your partner eats them. It's a nice little
Would you rather have crispy eyebrows or a crispy mustache?
Crispy mustache, because then you can taste it.
Yeah, good.
What was I going to ask? Skiing... I did have a couple. I've never really had a good time skiing or snowboarding. Mm-hmm. I don't like being in situations where maybe it's my height or feeling not understood, or maybe it's just lack of trust in myself, but where people put you in a situation and they're like, you're fine. Even mm-hmm. though I'm like, I'm not sure that I am actually. Like,
I've taken no lessons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, don't people die doing this? Like,
right.
So I'm not crazy about skiing and snowboarding because I've had a couple experiences where it was like, all right, throw them on and get off of this moving train. And it's like, I don't know how to do this. Like,
I can't do this. Yeah, the lift always scared me. That was the hardest part. I could never make it off the lift because confidence is a real issue of mine. And so, like, even if I was capable, I'd be like, it's time, fall, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, but it's also like all these, like, 5'3", 100-pound people being like, it's so easy, do it. And it's like, for you.
Yeah,
right. You don't know what this is like. I have, I am top heavy, and I am, like, I fall down walking.
I need foot-wide skis.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, you heard it here first. Dan would rather be boiled in oil than go skiing once.
Yeah, boil me in oil. I don't want to hit a tree. What was one? Oh, no, I lost it.
Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
Who cares? What are you doing this week?
Let me check the timer. We're about 18 minutes in on the bail.
Who cares? Who cares? No, it'll get us to the next thing. You know what I mean? It'll get us to the next thing. Yeah. I mean, what else is on your mind? Because just thinking of what's the answer, what's the answer, what's the answer, and not having one.
Here's what's stressing me out, and it's because I'm unreasonable. So for this short that we've been talking about, we shot it, and I had to do a fall for it, and I scraped myself up pretty bad.
Right.
And then had to be in a pool at this motel that we shot it at that I am not sure was chlorinated. Uh-huh. So I'm like worried that my cuts, like that one was definitely infected. I went to urgent care. And now I've got the, like I'm rubbing the stuff on it and I'm taking the antibiotics just to make sure. But I can't tell now. It's like really red, but it's not like there's no bad stuff coming out of it.
Yeah.
So I can't tell if that's infection or if it just should be red because it's a cut on my knee.
Yeah, it's like, healing.
I hope
It'll get worse if you, I mean, you'll know if it gets worse. Good advice, right?
Yeah.
No,
you just hear those stories that's like, oh, yeah, I didn't pay attention to it. And then I got like some bacteria that put me in the hospital for 400 years.
No, you take good care of yourself. You already went to urgent care. I think catching it early is the thing. They're giving you stuff, and you're fine.
By the way, big ups to, I'm not going to remember his name. I want to say Rob, but I think that was actually the practitioner I saw. But a big Grande fan.
No.
We did the whole intake where he asked me all the very personal stuff about my health. And then he was like, by the way, are you going to like, he asked some question about Comedy Bang Bang. And I was like, I'm not sure. And he was like, I love Big Grande. I saw you guys.
Whoa, that's so weird.
Yeah. And it was like,
I never thought a doctor would be into us.
That was kind of how I felt. I was like, do you do comedy? He was like, no. And I was like, oh, crazy. But it was a weird thing. Like I, my ego is pretty happy, but also like I've been in there to get hemorrhoids dealt with. Like, I'm glad it was just a knee scrape because it was like much more embarrassing things that a person who knows me could have seen me at those lows.
We're going to go on the Earwolf subreddit and see that Dan Lippert has type 2B hemorrhoids that have teeth.
Have toothy hemorrhoids.
Yeah, you have toothy hemorrhoids.
But long story short, that's what's on my mind right now is this knee, this throbbing knee.
Does it hurt? Does it still hurt?
Yeah. But I can't tell if that's just like bruising under it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was like is a pretty big fall.
Bone hurt or skin hurt? You know what I mean? Is it sting or
it's
is it,
tell.
Is it a bruised? Yeah. You've said
Yeah. More of a bruise, I think, but.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Bruising is good. It means the blood is going to the site of the wound and your body's immune system is working. That's what I heard.
Hey, thanks to my body. Big ups.
But would you rather be a body or a spirit?
Spirit. My body's in pain all the time. I went to a chiropractor. I'm not a chiropractor. A needle man.
No, you didn't. You went to Needleman?
I went to Needleman.
Wow.
I got needles in the back.
How many?
And I think it was like 12, probably.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But he started telling me stand-up jokes. While he was doing it, he was like a real personality of a guy, but I ended up liking him. But he found out I did comedy and started telling a bunch of jokes. I was like,
did you like the acupuncture?
I felt really good the first few days after. And it helped like with some back stuff.
Oh, cool.
But then the back stuff got worse. But I think that's from playing basketball.
Yeah.
But he also, it was cool because he does a sliding scale. And they're like, we don't check your income, whatever, just whatever you want to pay. And so this time I was like, I could do, you know, 80. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, and then I went home and looked at my bank account. I was like, oh, I'm excited to go back and be like, I'm going to do the lowest on the scale for the rest of these.
Right.
It's so funny just to be embarrassed to say the lowest number.
I know.
Even though I simply don't have the money.
Right. You're like, what am
they're why telling am I you it's okay.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's much more embarrassing to be like, here, take all of my income.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the embarrassing thing, is that I don't care enough about myself to not give away my money.
Yeah.
I wonder if you did 100, if you'd get like 15 needles, you know, if you did 150, you do 30, you know what I mean? You get the 50% off, I want to say yoga, acupuncture.
Yeah. I want to say yoga.
Where was the most interesting needle placement?
There was one in my shoulder that made my muscles start like twitching. And that was like a little scary at first.
Really? Really? Like a spasmy thing.
Yeah.
Had you had acupuncture before? Excuse me.
First time now.
I want to try it now. I'm curious.
You should go.
I'm very curious.
Only $40 if you pay the
low end. If you can stomach the shame.
Yeah, if you stomach the shame of telling the truth about your life.
Right. I even like want to say that to my therapist of like, hey, I know we're like out of network, whatever. This is me paying you is starting to be part of the problem of why I need therapy.
Yeah.
I don't make enough money to afford to keep getting this help.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Where I've started comparing other things I do to that, where it's like, well, I pay this much for therapy. Like, is acupuncture worth as much to me as therapy? Or
right.
Not even like one fourth.
Right. What if everything that I did for myself that I spent money on, I cut out?
Yeah.
I don't know. $10,000 this year or something, and just went for a walk instead. Like, I wonder how that would work for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Probably will. I had a good one today in therapy, but have you ever, we're on Zoom, and this was the first one where it was getting to a point where it was like, I think we might need to end today because I have to poop. And it's like, it's a real deal.
And I'm already at home.
Yeah, right. It's like, I would never have done it at the office because the door is too close and whatever. But like, right. This is like a real one and I can't really focus anymore.
I can't even log off. I'm just going to exit and I'll tell you next time what happened.
Have you ever logged off for a bathroom break?
No, I have not. But I did one time in the office. I was really sick. I had I don't know what it was, but I was like throwing up a bunch and I thought I was done with it.
Mm.
I thought I had finished my throw up sickness. It was like a, you know, 24 hour little bug. I ate something or something like that. But then I went to therapy being like, oh God, end of this week was bad. I've been feeling sick and da 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 da. And then I had to get up and go throw up in the session. And it was like, oh, this was a waste. This shouldn't have come here. All we talked about was how I was sick. And then I got sick. And then I got sick again outside. It was really one of the craziest days of, you know, your body just feels like, oh, I barely even feel alive in here. You know what I mean? Yeah. My body is just like throwing up water or whatever it is. Oh, you just feel like someone else, you know?
Yeah. You're just depleted.
So depleted. Yeah, that was, I remember her just feeling so bad for me, just being like, oh man, I don't know what to, it's not therapy. That's
I don't know.
You are physical. You have a physical medical issue right now. I was like, I guess that's right.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, I hope this isn't a breach, but she threw up in one of my sessions once.
That's very funny. What, on camera? Or in
No, this was in back office. In person. She went into the bathroom and had to throw up. And it was the thing where it was like the next 5 minutes was me trying to make her feel like okay and being like, hey, we can stop this. Like,
yeah.
If you're sick, and I also really wanted to be like, hey, are you hungover? Or is this like what happened? Right. You can tell me.
Right. I do want to say that was about $10 worth of So today we'll just be doing 55. That's really funny. Would you rather throw up on your therapist or have your therapist throw up on you?
Throw up on me 1,000,000%.
Why is that easier for me to have a bad thing happen to me?
Well, it's disgusting, but then you have that over them forever. Like, right, that's always a part of your relationship is right. that you know that they couldn't control their throw up around
you. Well, yeah, that's good advice. But remember the time you couldn't control your throw up? Yeah, so that's good advice. That sure, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. But remember the time you were actually wrong?
Remember when you were like a little kid?
I don't care that I was supposed to just almost have a breakthrough, and I'm clearly doing this for that.
Was that where you are? You would rather?
Yes, I'd rather have them throw up on me. I would feel endlessly bad and like, I'm not coming back from this, you know? But if they did it to me, I would be like, oh, they're just a person.
Yeah. You
know, I feel like it would be, but maybe that's why I'm sick. Maybe that's my sickness.
Here's a crazy one. I don't think my dad ever threw up around me.
That is crazy. You think he threw up, but just not around you?
I don't know. Huh.
One time my dad ate oysters from a Joe's Crab Shack and threw up for like 2 days straight on vacation. I was on vacation with my dad and Matt Elston, and my dad had just, sorry to go into a whole thing. He had just been playing basketball at the gym before we left and got scratched on the cornea. So we went to this, it was like spring break, and my dad took me and my buddy on a trip to Florida, and my dad had an eye patch the whole time. But it was like a medical eye patch that had like a soft thing and then like a plastic green shell. Like it was bright green. And then we went, and then on that trip, we were already making fun of him because we were like 13, 14. And then we went to Joe's Crab Shack and he had a whole plate of oysters to himself. And he was just he was sicker than a dog for like 2 days.
Oh my God, poor Jack.
And we were cracking up. Like it, because it, you know, it was that same thing how your body's just like rejecting anything in it or whatever. And it was, it was tough to see.
Yeah. There's like as a dad, that moment must be like, huh, I think I hate that I have kids.
I definitely hate my kid.
Yeah.
But I hate even more that this is my life.
Your eye patch throwing up while your kid's laughing at you with this little friend.
That you just paid money to take him on vacation and he's going, hey. And now,
like, it's so hard for us to ever go on a vacation. Imagine taking kids with us, too. All the planning and bullshit. You don't get to do anything for yourself except for your little plate of oysters.
Yes, right.
And you can't even have that.
This part will be great. At least it's my little plate of oysters. Yeah.
I hope they at least did the thing where they sing Crab Shack to Love Shack.
Oh, yeah. We went for the whole performance. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we were in Destin, Florida. The like panhandle Florida white trash capital of the world. And it's just all like wings, sloppy t-shirt shops and Joe's Crab Shacks. And then weirdly a 3-story go-kart track, which was very cool. And we did.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
Damn.
Would you rather see your dad throw up all over the garage or your mom threw up all over the kitchen? Or your mom threw up all over the garage and your dad threw up all over the kitchen. I don't care. It doesn't need to be gendered.
I don't care. I just know where they're hanging out. My dad was in the garage all day.
Exactly.
My dad loved the garage.
Your dad was a classic garage guy.
He was a garage guy,
He was tinkering.
He was tinkering. Never on the car, really, though. The car, there was not room for the car in the garage because he had so much crap in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
A puke in the kitchen is tough, but easier to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Garage is a little harder because you got... I mean, I guess you just spray the floors.
Yeah, it's meant to sort of take oil. Kitchen is disgusting. That's where we make food.
I really don't want to see either of them throw up. Yeah,
I know. There's something about it. Like if I saw my mom throwing up, it would just break my heart. And if my dad threw up, it would just be like, oh, gross. Close the door. there's such a different feeling behind it. Like my mom needs care. My dad needs to stop bothering all of us.
There's an element with dad throwing up. This is all like so specifically gendered to me.
Sure.
Is like, you're not supposed to, like, be seen weak.
Yes.
Like, you're not supposed to, you like, you have to always look strong.
Right.
And if I see you weak, it's like, wait a minute.
What like, the hell am I going to do?
Yeah. Weak's not even the right word. Vulnerable. You're not ever supposed to look vulnerable. That was like what it felt like with my dad. And the few times I did see him vulnerable are like burned into my brain because they were so rare.
Right. That's very interesting. Yeah. Dad is supposed to be the confident boss, not like the sick. Yeah. Dads aren't supposed to need care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is super crazy, but that's how it feels when you're growing up. Yeah. You're kind of told like, well, don't worry. Dad will always keep us safe and be strong. It's like, he's got a hard life too.
Oh, and by the way, you're going to internalize this and it's going to make your life very, very hard.
Yeah, you're walking into the prison that is masculinity right away. Would you rather be mom or dad?
Oh, man, we've got a few friends who have given birth lately.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds incredibly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's,
I can't imagine.
Just carrying a baby for 9 months. I mean, the whole shebang. You're probably no more connected to another. There must be the greatest feeling of all to be like, you exist because I made you inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
But man, the ability to just fuck off whenever you want is pretty nice.
It's true.
Would you rather be dad or mom? What about you?
I think I would rather be appreciated like mom. Because it sounds nice.
Choosy moms choose Jeff. We do know
this. We do know that. I choose Jeff.
Well, yeah, I frame everything based on like my kind of like delusions of grandeur. And what I like about the idea of being a dad is like, I'll be a dad the right way. Like, mm-hmm. I'll show society what dad's supposed to look like. That's like what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not gonna work here anymore.
Not gonna happen at all. No one's gonna care.
But that's kind of my instinct.
Sir, move, please. Please get out of the way. Yeah.
I feel like this is so broad. There's like so much subconscious gendering here. But like, moms kind of get it. And they're not all perfect, but it's like there's so much there. And dads are so like, I don't know, man. Like, that it would be nice to not be that kind of dad.
Right. And it's weird. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, all those things are dumb. That's just like what everybody says, but it's not like that. And then the older I get, it seems like the more it is like that. maybe that's just my dumb view of it. But it's like, oh, I guess those roles have been joked about for centuries for a reason.
Yeah. And I think like societally, we'd like to think, like, it is moving in the right direction of like co-parenting. Mm-hmm. But there is still an element of like, oh yeah, he's a stay-at-home dad. And there's a feeling of like, that's awesome. You know, like, it's still not normal because you could tell by the way people react to it that it's like,
oh, you're doing still the opposite thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, people are trying to act like this is like, yep, it's just that way. But it's like, no, it's burned into people's brains in like a negative way.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you what, I mean, at my sister's household, it's two moms and it's lovely. It's really quite amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's two moms with two girls. So it's four ladies around here and it's beautiful. It kind of makes me like, oh, I want that for my family, you know what I mean? But even though I can't do that, obviously, but it's just very cool. It's very cool to see like two supporting, loving moms in one household.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's been, they've been like a good role model for me, you know what I mean? Of like doing more relationship stuff and being more open to that part of my life, you know what I mean? I'm like sort of avoidant of some of that stuff and it's really cool to have like their example. It's very nice. And thanks for letting me record here this week.
Yeah. That's what the best part about two moms is, they let you record at their house. I don't want to make a stereotype, but
I don't want to make it about me, but
the thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very sweet.
It's very cool.
Yeah. What's the personality now on the kids? How are they coming out?
They're so cool. They're great. And my sister works from home and full-time moms from home. So like they are just always taken care of. Both the kids are at home, and Mina, the oldest one, just started going to school. She just started like pre-kindergarten, I think, when we'll do kindergarten next year. And they're great. They're just like super happy. They are really like helpful to each other around the house. And like Mina sort of like helps Cammy like learn how to do stuff or whatever. And apparently all of her school reviews have been like, Mina's very helpful and really thoughtful to the other kids. And it's just very cute. It's cute to see them like grow up and sort of like get a little bit of independence and sort of have their own feelings and wants. And my favorite thing is how good they are at saying no. They say no in a way that is, they don't know that it's bad yet.
Yeah.
like not that it's bad, but like they have no problem being like, no, rather than like, they're not like dancing around the fact that they don't want something. They're just, oh, do you want this? No.
Yeah.
And it's so refreshing to see someone just tell the truth like that, rather than like, oh, thank you so much for the offer, but I think I'm good right now. Like,
yeah.
It's just really refreshing to watch them like tell the truth all the time.
Yeah. That's good parenting. That's like giving them their own agency over like what they can and can't do, which is really
right.
Nice.
They're like not forced to do stuff or whatever. They're really good about that. It's cool to
That's
see.
That's great.
But it's, yeah, it's cool. They're like great little independent, funny and goofy. They love to like hide and seek and chase around the house, and perfect for Uncle Ryan, you know?
Yeah. Have you tried any, I was just thinking about this with my niece. I haven't really tried to force any of my like tastes onto her yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking like, maybe I'll bring a little basketball hoop down or something and just like add in a little of that Uncle Dan spice.
Right. Right. Well, these girls have everything. They have a Fisher Price hoop. They have a soccer net. They just have like everything. So I'm basically following them around playing and stuff like that. But I think you should. I think it is, they get so many gifts from so many people that I'm like, oh, one more gift. They're not even going to know who it's from.
That's
but they really do. They really, really like, even if I give them a book or something, they'll like bring it up to me and like go like, let's read it or whatever. They That's really cool. do seem to get it, which I think is very cool. I don't know. Just looks great.
Yeah, I very much am like conscious of like, you know, new parents or even second kid or whatever, where it's like, at what point am I just sending you trash?
Yes.
Like that you're going to have to figure out where to store this new trash.
Right.
So it's nice to hear that that's not the case.
Right. No way. Would you rather be a garbage man or a hot dog vendor?
I was watching The Garbage Man the other day. And I was thinking, like, I could do this. I had to drive the production truck home from this shoot. It's the scariest thing I've ever done. I am not cut
Huge
out
truck.
for anything like that. I was, like, really anxious the whole time. Then you get to the, like, the places where you drop it off. And it's, like, you know, all the guys who do it for a living who, like, I am projecting, like, this blue collar, like, manliness to. And I don't know how to back the truck in. And they're, like, oh, come on, like, whatever. And it's like, I'm realizing that that world I would feel so uncomfortable in because it's there's so much like judgment, like, you don't know this yet. And it's like,
I can't
be around that at all.
No tact.
But I was talking about it in therapy today where I, for the longest time, that stuff bothered me. And then I had like a pretty good 5-year period where it was like, why do I care what these guys who I have never met and who will never hit me up again.
Right.
Think of me. Right. And I had like, it was a great window where I was like, yeah, of course I can't drive a huge truck. I've never done it before. I shouldn't know how.
Right.
But I've somehow like backslid a little bit into that like self-worth being tied up with that.
Right.
So hot dog guy, because then you're just on your own.
Right. Right.
Slinging hot dogs.
That sounds nice. You stand in one spot. You got your little shady umbrella.
By the beach. I'd be by the beach.
A beach dog, sure. Maybe even on the pier, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Pier's a little high traffic, which is good for money. But, you know, like to, just a little off the beaten path.
Yeah, okay. I like that. I think there's glory to both.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of glory to getting up early and riding on the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah.
I'd want to be that kind. I'd want to be the get out and ride guy. I wouldn't want to be the driver.
Yeah. You know, I think same. I don't have a lot of faith in my shoulder strength as far as that holding on.
I don't actually want to do either of these things, but if I had to pick one, I think I feel like there's a story I would enjoy more about being a garbage guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I love a hot dog. I just love a hot dog.
Well, I mean, if you're selling hot dogs, you're still a garbage man. You're slinging garbage.
That's right. That's right. One, yeah, the before garbage. Well, Dan, I think this was a nice little get to know you. I got to know you a little bit on these Would You Rather.
I got to know you a little bit. Yeah, I got to know
getting
you a little
bit. Getting to love you.
Would you rather keep doing this episode or call it an ending?
I think I'd rather call it an ending.
Let's call it an ending. Everybody out there who is still with us in June of 2022, thank you for joining the Patreon while we were doing our big push to get to our special unlocked live episode.
That's right. And it's coming, baby.
It's coming.
We're going to make it. I'm calling it. We made it.
We made it. We know we made it. But it was so fun to see. Fun is maybe not the right word, but it was heartening to see people supporting and being excited to support and all of that. So thanks for being here from the bottom of our cold, beautiful hearts.
That's right. And if you put in a couple extra bucks, we really appreciate you. But, you know, we'd appreciate it even more if you would tell some friends about the show. We don't want to just take more money from you guys. We want to grow the show and have everybody listen to it who might enjoy it. And we really appreciate your contribution to that. Thank you so much. One love. I appreciate your contribution as well, my man. It's always good to talk to you, joke with you, and see you.
And I'd say the same to you.
Big thanks to Brian Holmes, Hannah Rehack, Casey Trela, and of course Annie Wu for our logo. Yes. And all the things they do to help this show get made. Anything else, Dan?
Give me a little Nicholson. I'm king of the world.
I'm king of the world, man.
That was almost Cheech, or no, Chong, I mean. That was almost Chong.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
The man at the
I
end.
Wasn't sure how
I
to
put
do
you
it.
On the spot. Man. You and I both don't do impressions.
Give me a little DiCaprio as You Can't Handle the Truth. You have to.
What does DiCaprio even sound like? You can't handle the truth.
That's perfect. This is the Joker.
I was influenced by Where Is My Beautiful Sister. That was the one I was trying to kind of.
Oh, good. Read. Where is my beautiful sister? Great. Great. Nailed it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.